I'm with Adriana, who makes really very beautiful rugs, but the rugs with a difference. Can you tell us about your rugs?
They're bespoke. They ooze character and ooze the fact that they've been made in Britain, locally sourced materials. So I have a studio in Huddersfield where I make everything, and I source all of my yarns in Huddersfield. And because Huddersfield is known for textiles, it's a brand.
Now, are you what was once and has been a dying industry?
Oh, definitely. There's only four places now that actually teach in the country how to do rug tufting as a career, as a skill that you can have a business from it, or you can just love making and crafting.
You absolutely adore your product.
Yes.
Do you adore selling your product?
Do you know what? I do adore selling my product, because you have people that come up and they just want to know everything about it. They want to see how the process is made. You have people that understand that you have spent 40 hours making this product. And with my business, I'm transparent throughout it. So when you do a commission, you'll get a book that comes with it that shows the process.
Could you paint a picture of your ideal customer?
We have lots of different customers that come to us. We have those...
I asked you.
I know. ideal customer is potentially an interior designer that is, you know, doing a really contemporary home. And when they walk in, their clients walk into a room, that rug is the thing that they are attracted to the most.
Will the rug go on the floor or on the wall?
Both. People are scared to walk on them because they're different to what you can normally get. But some people want it to be that actually when they walk into the room, the first thing they see is what's on the wall, and because we sometimes miss what's on the floor. So, and it's a talking point. Why do you have a rug on the wall?
And what would be the average? I mean, how big are the rugs?
The biggest I can do so far is about 2 metres by 1.5 metres.
And what would the cost of that be?
It ranges from about 600 to 2,000. That all depends on how much colour you want to be adding into it.
I'm going to ask you a provocative question. Are you too cheap?
No, I wouldn't say so. I say I'm bang into the middle of where my market is. When I first started my company, I had so many people saying, you know, you need to lower your prices. But if I had started doing that, if then people then started buying my stuff and I had to up my prices, that isn't what I wanted.
Who told you to lower your prices?
Tutors. And people who are coming to see your work that might not be able to afford it and might not understand the skill that have gone into it and the hours.
Now, I think we're moving into a fascinating area here which afflicts quite a lot of people in the creative sector, like yourselves, making things, new makers, where you're told to lower your prices. And I would actually be saying you've got to increase your prices substantially. What would your take on that be?
You have to find a balance. Because at the end of the day, you know, I can't just have 5,000 rugs sat there that I've made. I want them to be in homes and I want them to be loved and enjoyed and to be.
But will you ever
affordable.
Make 5,000 rugs?
I won't make 5,000 rugs. It'll take
so
me a long
there's a
time.
Question. In a world
yeah.
of bankers bonuses still going on, in a world of multi-billionaires, why are you selling beautiful products at a price that puts you in the same league as Laura Ashley and other places?
It's a hard thing. I came through a craft route. I didn't come through a business route. If I had a business brain on, that say my husband, who, you know, he's in business, if he had to design my business model, he would have gone profit, profit, profit. You need to sell these for 10,000 each, but you might only ever sell one a year. Whereas I'm going in about the appreciation of crafts. I want lots of people to go into it appreciating craft.
You're very clearly on an enterprise voyage.
Yes.
What made you start this business?
I saw that there was a gap in the market for combining hand tufting with homewares, with art more than anything. I'm not just creating rugs that you can go and buy in B&Q. They are paintings on a wall that I'm painting with yarn. And there is that appreciation for how you can reinvent a skill that has been there for so long.
You've taken part in Carnegie Test Town. What have you learned as you've gone along?
To be honest, collaboration more than anything. I have absolutely loved collaborating with Forest and Found, and we've seen so many potentials for the future. So it's really nice being able to show your products in a tactile way, because people can't touch your stuff if you're selling them online. You want to be able to come and feel them and talk to the person who makes them, because sometimes when you're online, it doesn't evoke the story.
What's the average price of a Damien Hirst?
A lot of money. I couldn't even tell you.
So why aren't you in that market?
I don't know. I've never been questioned about that.
Well, you have now.
Yeah, no.
I have found this an absolute pleasure. It's been fascinating. It's part of my enterprising pursuit of getting craftspeople some decent money for the fabulous stuff that they do. Out of 10, what's your confidence like at the minute?
I think maybe a 6, because, you know, we're in Glasgow, but we're not in the in an area that might appreciate crafts. So
whoa,
we're having,
controversial, yeah. And based on very narrow information.
Well, we're having some people walking in going and dropping the mouths. So, you know, at our prices.
So what did that tell you?
That we're in the wrong area, potentially.
What are you going to do about it?
I wouldn't even know what to say.
I'm going to leave it there. Yeah. I think we'll be visiting you again. Really the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.